come, she'd say, "Mama, how in the world did you and Daddy raise all of us children?" And I'd say, "Well, we raised the biggest part out of living, you know.
Sure.
And everything." Mm-hmm. And he'd say, "Well, Lord, he had six children, no."
He did?
But he just couldn't figure out how we raised all of them.
he thought that if he had six children, it was that hard. He couldn't imagine how you could.
Well, of course, we lived out on the farm where we were always on our home, you know.
Yeah.
And we cut out all kind of fruit and growed everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we didn't have to run to town for our living.
Mm-hmm. And that makes a lot of difference.
And we just could put up a big table full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We always had lots of company, and especially after the children got up of any size going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd bring in children from school and from Sunday school and church and things. We always had a house full.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We always had room for them, though, and a place for them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoyed our bunch.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. If you enjoyed them, then that's what counts.
Lord, yes, yes.
That's good.
Before I left home, I had to come in here. Well, they'd come. Sometimes there'd be a whole bunch of the children come. One time there was 23 at my house one time. And they get, you just ought to be in there and hear them laugh and talk about how they used to do when they're home. How they used to work in the field, you know, together. And how they enjoyed it, working together, you know, and everything. And how they'd wash, get out outside the house, you know, and wash for half a day at a time. And just hang out, maybe 150 pieces of clothes and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd just laugh and tell them how they enjoyed that.
Well, what would they wash the clothes in?
Well, we had a rub board and tub, you know, and then, of course we had to draw water out of the well, and then heat the water in a big old wash kettle.
Oh, yeah.
And then rub them on the rub board.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoyed getting outside the house somewhere.
Oh,
you know?
Well, when you'd be eating, what would you have to eat with?
A spoon and a knife and a fork.
Just the same. Well, what about if you went out in the garden and cut some flowers and brought them in the house, you'd put them in a...
Oh, we'd take a scissors and cut the flowers.
Uh-huh. And then...
Went to the garden, we took the butcher knife to cut cabbage. Or
oh, you did? And then when you brought flowers inside the house, when people would put flowers in the house and they'd want to put them in something pretty and fancy, they'd put them in a...
Vase.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like after you'd eat and you'd wash the dishes, of course, again, how would you get the soap... Then you'd have to get the soap off the dishes. And so how would you do that?
Well, we'd just put them in a pan and pour hot water over them, you know, and scald them and take them out and had a dish towel to dry them with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what would you wash them with?
Wash them with the soap that we made.
Oh, that same soap. Uh-huh.
And, of course, then we'd have to scald them to get the scent of that soap off.
Oh, that would you, and so you'd have to, so you, will you just rinse them in clear water?
In that hot water.
Uh-huh.
And then take the dish towel, you know, and wipe them off and put them in the... safe,
mm-hmm,
he called it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now how about clothes? How about getting the soap out of your clothes?
Well, we rinsed them.
Uh-huh.
No, we had to boil them, you know, and then
uh-huh.
take them out in clear water and rinse them, and then in another water and rinse them, and then in another water.
Oh, you just take a whole lot of water then, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how about...
But they smelled good when they got dry. They smelled good.
Oh, I bet they would. Yeah. And then, when you were washing your dishes, what kind of a rag or something would you use?
Well, we generally just use just some kind of